Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of these players. I'll say wide receiver, Brian Quick or Maurice Harris. One of them goes. At defensive line, you either cut Joey Mbua, nose tackle, who's had a sack in the TFL in the preseason, or you cut Anthony Lanier, who forced a fumble in overtime against the Bengals in the tie last year.
Linebacker, you might lose Chris Carter. And then in the secondary, you might lose Joshua Holzio, a promising young kid, or you might not be able to sneak him onto the practice squad. It's NFL football players versus guys that are replacement level in the sense that is Nate Sudfeld appreciably better than anybody else who might be out in the ethosphere if both your starting quarterbacks go down? Is Nate Sudfeld that much better of an option worthy of a roster spot? To me, the answer is unequivocally no. It just is.
And what you got to ask yourself is, in what situation would Sudfeld be on the field to help you this year? And if the answer is, well, there isn't really one, then why are you keeping him around? Unless you just want to say, well, he's got a great relationship with Kirk Cousins, and you know that's Kirk's guy that he studies with and throws with. And it makes Kirk happy, and you know, that helps you re-sign Kirk Cousins. In the same way, when you bring over a pitcher from Japan, you sign one of his buddies from Japan to help indoctrinate him into your clubhouse so he has someone to hang out with. But I don't know if you could do that with him on the practice squad. And I'm not saying he shouldn't be on the practice squad, by the way. That's exactly
where
he should be.
Yes.
He should be on your 61-man roster. Keep him in the building. I promise you. If I'm wrong, I'd apologize, but we wouldn't lose anything. So
you're not
going
to walk to Ashburn. Nobody's saying that.
No one's going to sign him to their active roster if you release him and put him on your practice squad.
Let's say that they do.
Every team has a Nate Sudfeld. Every single team.
Look, but let's say, for the sake of argument, and I agree with you, by the way, because nobody's got their pantaloons in a bunch over it. Guys, yeah, they might cut Nate Sudfeld. Excellent, excellent. No one's doing that.
If the Redskins make this mistake, we're going to pounce.
Watch it. I'll be on the phone so quick. Y'all watch. What if they cut Nate Sudfeld and somebody signs him up? Is everyone okay?
Then you sign a guy just like him.
Can they still play 16 games this year? Will they still make their opener against Philadelphia? It will be fine.
And I don't love talking about players that should be cut, because it's no different than talking about a coach that should be fired, which I have a policy against. I don't like talking about people losing their jobs. But this is what we're doing. It's the 53-man roster. We're forming the thing on the show. And I'm telling you right now, they're a worse football team if they cut one of these guys who can help them on defense.
Yeah, I'll do it the other way. If you want to keep Nate Sudfeld, that's great. Then you're talking about guys losing their jobs, like a dozen players that should be on the roster. Think of it that way.
Fred in D.C., you're on Grant and Danny on the Fan. What do you make of
Sudfeld? You guys just explained it. I was thinking practice squad. I was thinking most NFL teams do have three quarterbacks.
Absolutely.
Maybe not on the 53-man roster, but at least on the practice squad. Because, you know, the value is that he does know the system. You can only hope that he can be a game manager, and at that particular point that the defense is much improved. But
Fred, you can get everything out of him on the practice squad that you will on the roster. That's why I didn't understand the decision last year. You can release him and keep him on the practice squad. He's still in the building every day. He's still at every practice. You can still bring him to road games if you choose to. You don't have to. That's really the only difference. But as soon as you need him, which, knock on wood, won't happen if Cousins isn't available, if Colt McCoy isn't available, you elevate him to the 53-man, you release the last guy on your roster, and we move forward and he starts the game. That is the only way for me that it would make sense to have him around this year. I saw on the call screener his point was that New England keeps three quarterbacks, and he's right about that.
They have sometimes. They also went to the Super Bowl year where they only kept two. Didn't even have a guy on the practice squad until week 15.
But the last few years, they have kept three quarterbacks. Here's my rebuttal. One of them is the greatest quarterback ever, Tom Brady, and they've spent two top three-round picks on the other guys. Garoppolo's got trade value, and Jacoby Brissett, who they're basically grooming as Brady's backup when they do whatever they're going to do with Garoppolo. But they drafted Brissett in the third round. Sudfeld was in the sixth round. Very different prospects. Don in Ashburn, what's up?
Don.
What's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I think I don't think you keep him. I think that Kirk, I want to say he might have missed one game 2 years ago. He's been pretty sturdy in terms of staying off, staying away from injuries. So his style of play doesn't dictate that you need to carry a third quarterback. But the other thing, too, that really concerns me is what I've said before is we're the Ricky Bobby of the NFL, so the right decision won't be made here. And if somebody keeps him around, it's because somebody in that building thinks that he is the future should Kirk leave. And that's where I think they'll keep him around.
I think that's the point. And this is what I said it in the first segment of this. There are a lot of things that are great about Jay Gruden. There are a lot of things that are great about NFL coaches. It's how you get to this point, right? You've got to believe the same way Robert Griffin believed that he was invincible. It's how you become a Heisman Trophy winner. It's how you bounce back from someone that said, you're going to be a wide receiver in the pros. He said, no, I'm going to win the Heisman Trophy as a quarterback and get drafted and this other thing. You have this mindset that you're the best no matter what, right? NFL head coaches believe that they're geniuses. They believe that their system is the best way to do it. Otherwise, you would use someone else's system. Your way, your way, your way. The downside of that is the occasional creeping of the ego where you've got to prove how smart you are. Whether that's a fade to Ryan Grant, or it's Ryan Grant in general, or some defensive coach playing a guy. Remember when Greg Williams played Warwick Holdman over LeVar Arrington, even though Warwick Holdman couldn't play, but he used to get on the outside shoulder of the tight end, so therefore he was better for my system. Everyone knew LeVar was a better player. This happens sometimes. This, to me, is one of those I've got to prove how smart I am type things. And you sort of deal with that if it means that the rest of the guys get coached right and you get some really good offense. But this to me, reeks of, I'm going to prove how smart I am.
Well, I won't even be that cynical.
That's how I view it.
Yeah, I view it as someone thinks he can play, and we could disagree on whether or not he's a franchise quarterback ultimately or not. But to keep him around, you got to feel like he might be the answer if Kirk Cousins goes somewhere next year that isn't Washington. And that's not going to happen. If Kirk Cousins is not the starter next year, the Redskins are in the quarterback market. They're drafting a guy in the first round or the second round. They're spending in free agency, less than obviously they were reluctant to on Kirk Cousins. But if the 8 car is on a track in either San Francisco or L.A. or Jacksonville or Pittsburgh, if Cousins leaves next year, they are not starting Nate Sudfeld in week 1.
That's a great point.
That's just not happening. They're going to have a new starter that is not on the roster right now.
I may be naive. It's one of those things that I always felt like I saw, but I never quite understood the need to waste the draft pick on a developmental quarterback. Because every once in a while you find Tom Brady. That's once every 67,000 sixth-round picks that are drafted. How many Jordan Palmers and Gabron Hamdens have rolled through here that never took a snap, never played, never did anything, and just sort of went off into the ethosphere to maybe play NFL Europe or something like that?
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Let's get into the Nats next. 11 o'clock, Jerry Brewer, the Post, on the Redskins. We'll talk about their home field advantage or lack thereof. Piece in the Post today on the Redskins' win percentage at FedEx Field. Why isn't there a better home field advantage when this team plays over in Landover, Maryland? But next, 3 Nats have returned in the last few days. Worth, Scherzer, Turner. Of those 3, who's most important to this team having a long playoff run? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.